Good morning.
How is it that God knows you better? He knows us better than we know ourselves. So let's talk about that today.
Let's pray first.
Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for this one more opportunity, one more chance to be here before you to learn about that great plan that you have for your church, about our eternal salvation, not only for us, but for all humanity. Open our minds so we can understand more of that love that you gave us, that hope, that faith that you have put in our hearts and minds, thanks to your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, in the Bible, the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they talk about the story of Jesus from the time he was born until he was crucified, resurrected, and went back to heaven. In the Gospel of Luke, it talks about the time when Jesus was 12 years old. They went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover for 8 days. It was a Passover and 7 days of unleavened bread. Then when they were going back to Nazareth, Joseph and Mary found out that Jesus was not with them. So they had to go back to Jerusalem. They had been in trouble for 1 day, and they had to go back to find him. Now, for 3 days, it says, they looked for him until they found him in the temple. Now, Mary told Jesus, "Why did you do this to us?" And Jesus, very calmly, he says, "Why are you looking for me? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" Now, Jesus was 12 years old, and he already knew that his real father was in heaven. Joseph was his adopted father, you might say. So he knew that he was a human because of his mother, Mary. But he was also the Son of God because his real father was in heaven. He knew that, and he was only 12 years old. So anyway, it says that Jesus, went down with his parents, and they went back to Nazareth. And he was obedient to them. Of course, honor your father and mother, you know. In verse 52, it says that Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and men. In Luke 2:40, it says, "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Now, after this, we don't hear nothing about Jesus until he was 30 years old and he comes to John the Baptist to be baptized. Now, for 18 years, we don't know what happened to him. The Bible doesn't say nothing about what Jesus did for 18 years. Now, a lot of people speculate, "Oh, he did this, he did that. He went to this country, he went to that country. He was preaching salvation to the people." Well, I don't know about that. If they can speculate and come up with stories, I suppose I can speculate also and come up with a story. You know, right? If they can do it, I can do it. Now, Jesus was 12 years old. Then the following year, he was 13. He became a teenager. And for the next 7 years, he was a teenager. Now, what kind of a teenager was he? Now, the Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all ways, like we are. You were teenagers once upon a time, about 65 years ago. I was a teenager. So you know how it is to be a teenager. Do you have bad thoughts? Yes, you do. I did. Did I sin? Sometimes. And I'm still sinning. So when you're a teenager, I mean, it's hard. Those are the hard years. They're easy to be tempted to do something that you are not supposed to do. The Bible says also that he never sinned. You don't sin because you think of something you're not supposed to. Sin when you keep on thinking and thinking and thinking until finally you fall into temptation. That's when you sin. So what kind of thoughts Jesus had. I don't know. I know that he never sinned. And what kind of friends did he have? He must have gone to school. They used to go to the synagogue every Saturday. He had friends. Maybe they play around too, like we do. Maybe they play sports. We don't know. But I mean, most likely he was a teenager. He had friends, teenagers, and he had friends, you know, when they grew up and became men. Now, all those disciples that he chose later when he started his ministry, when he was 30 years old, some of them must have been his friends, those disciples. When they were teenagers, they were friends. Then they became men. Jesus took over his father's business. He became a carpenter. His friends, they took over their father's business and they became fishermen. So they were teenagers and then they were men and they grew up together. What about John the Baptist? They were cousins. Did they know each other? I believe they did when they were young. Remember, back in those days, they had to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year for the Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, families used to get together to travel to Jerusalem. It takes them days. Not like today, I get in my car and in half an hour I'm in Gilroy. No, back in those days, they had to walk, get on a donkey, a horse, a camel. You don't know. And it took him days. So they would get together, different families and friends, and they would travel. Now, since they were children, they grew up teenagers, they were men, they went with their families. So they knew each other. They were friends. They would play whatever they did, just like us. So they all traveled for those 18 years. They did this. That's what they did. See, so they knew each other. So in those 18 years, I guess Jesus and his cousin John, they were preparing themselves for their ministry. They knew why they were here. Jesus knew why he was here, and John also. Now, when John the Baptist became 30 years old, it says in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, that he came preaching to repent for sins, for the kingdom of heaven was coming soon. And also he was preaching about the coming of the Messiah. Back then, in those years, it was like today. All the churches, they're preaching about the coming of Jesus. When he's coming soon? When? We don't know, but he's coming soon. Well, back in those days, it was the same thing. They knew the prophecies of the Old Testament, and they knew that the Messiah was coming. They didn't know when, but they were expecting the Messiah to come anytime. Now, John the Baptist, he did not know that his cousin Jesus was the Messiah until the last minute, the last days, when Jesus came to be baptized. Now, you can read this in the Gospel of John. Let's go to John, the first chapter of John, in verses 29 to 34. It says, "The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Now, this is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now, I did not know him, but he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water.'" And then it says, "And John bore witness, saying, 'I am the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.'" And then it says, "I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water," says he. Who was he? Was it the Holy Spirit? Was it Jesus himself? Well, somebody told him. It says, "He said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.'" That's when he found out, when they had an idea that Jesus was the one, but he wasn't sure until somebody told them this. And then it says, "And I have seen and testified, this is the Son of God." Now, After Jesus was baptized, he went to the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. So after John and his disciples saw Jesus being baptized, Jesus disappears. For 40 days, they don't see him. It says that he immediately went to the desert to be tempted. For 40 days, they didn't see him again. Now, after 40 days, Jesus comes back from the desert. And one day, John the Baptist was with two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." They already knew. So these two disciples knew that Jesus was now the Messiah, because they were followers of John the Baptist, and then they became followers of Jesus. And they found out that he was the Messiah. So that's why then afterwards they followed Jesus. Now one of these two disciples was Andrew, the brother of Peter. Then Andrew finds his own brother Simon at Peter, and he tells him, "Hey, we have found the Messiah." Now, around this time, Jesus was preparing a plan how to go about his ministry. So he thought of choosing 12 disciples to be with him all the time, day and night. He even thought of the disciple that was going to betray him, Judas Iscariot. He thought of everything. So Jesus chose his 12 disciples. Let's see what it says in John, the same chapter, and verses 40 and 42. It says, "One of the two who heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'Hey, we have found the Messiah,' which is translated the Christ, the Anointed One. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, 'You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas,' which is translated a stone." Now in Luke chapter 3, in verse 23, it says, "Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age." Now, what is this about 30 years? John was 30 years. He became, he became the minister, his ministry. And Jesus, he did not start his ministry until he was 30 years. What is this about 30 years? Back in those days, if somebody was going to be a priest, a minister in the temple, he had to be at least 30 years. You can go back to the Old Testament times, the Old Testament in the book of Numbers. And you can see that in the chapter 4 of Numbers, verses 3, 35, 39, 43, and 47. There you find out why 30 years. So that's why John the Baptist started his ministry when he was 30 years of age. And then Jesus comes 6 months later, because John was about 6 months older than Jesus. And Jesus started his ministry. In Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20, it says, "Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel.' And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee," it says here, "he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.'" Now, they didn't say, "Wait a minute, who are you? We don't know you. We have a business here. We're fishermen. You know, I mean, what do you mean, follow me? Why?" No, they didn't say that. The next verse, it says, "They immediately left their nets and followed him." Why? Because they knew each other. Since before, they were friends. And they were ready to follow Jesus. They were following John the Baptist first. And then after that, they followed Jesus. So that's why it says that immediately they left their nets and followed him. Like they were, I don't know, waiting, you know, for Jesus to tell them, "Be ready." So when he came, he says, "Okay, friends, it's time to go. Yes, sirree, they were ready to follow him. It says, when he had gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee. It's funny names. I mean, when you have a Bible, you can pronounce it your way, I'll do it my way. The son of Zebedee. And John, his brother, who also were in the boat, mending their nets. They were fishermen. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. See, they went with him right away. They knew already. Their father didn't say, hey, wait a minute, you know, don't take my sons. We have business here. No, they went right away. They knew. Jesus comes and, okay, friends, it's time to go, because he was going to start his ministry. And that's what they did. So what was Jesus doing all these 18 years that the Bible doesn't talk about it? Jesus was preparing himself for his ministry when he would be 30 years old. Of all his friends he had when he was a teenager, when he was a man, he knew who to choose to be his 12 disciples. Let's go back to John. John, the first chapter, verses 43 and 50. Now it says here, the following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, follow me. They already knew each other. So now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. They all knew each other. Now, Philip found, here's another funny name, Nathanael. You say your way, I'll say it my way. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, hey, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Who would have thought? Jesus, you know, that our friend, he is the Messiah. Now, Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, I'm sure that he knew that the Messiah was to come not from Nazareth, but he would be from the root of David. And David was born in Bethlehem. I guess he didn't know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the city of David. So he said, I don't know about this guy, you know, from Nazareth, you know. So Philip said to him, well, come and see. Get to know him. It says that Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he said of him, I guess he still was kind of far away, he said, behold, look at this guy, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. He was an honest Israelite. Now Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Now somehow he realized, how could he know me before? I never saw him. He never saw me, I guess. So he found out, he knows me for sure. So Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. So when Nathanael asked Jesus, how can you know me? Jesus tells him, I know everything there is to know about you. Let's go back to the Psalm 139. In verses 13, 14, this is what David says. For you formed my inward parts. You cover me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your work, and that my soul knows very well. So David knew that before he was even born, God knew him. Now Jesus, Jehovah or the Yahweh God of the Old Testament, he inspired David to write this. If we see the same chapter 139 in verses 1 and 3, it says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. God knew about David, and God knows about you and me, everything. So Jesus knew everything about his 12 disciples before he chose them. He knew about them. He had a lot of friends, a lot of people knew him. From them, all his friends, he chose 12 disciples. He knew who to choose. He just didn't go, well, eeny, meeny, miny, mosy. No, he knew where to go and who to choose. So Jesus knew of everything about his 12 disciples before he chose them to be with him for his ministry of 3.5 years. They would be together. That is what Jesus did all these 18 years. He was always preparing himself for that ministry for 3.5 years. Always what he was going to say, preach about the kingdom of God that would come soon. So I remember the last time I talked to you, more than 6 months ago, I guess, some time ago, that the only reason you and I are in the church of God is because God, our Father in heaven, he brought us to this church. He chose us. We didn't choose the church. We didn't choose God. He chose us. So it says that we are the elect. So I guess he elected us. That's the only reason we are here in his church. For the last 6,000 years from the times of Adam and Eve until now, our Father in heaven has been choosing and preparing a group of people, a group of faithful people, so they can be with his son, Jesus, when he starts his ministry again to bring salvation to the rest of humanity. And just like Jesus knew who to choose to prepare the disciple for his ministry of 3.5 years, God, our Father in heaven, knows who he is choosing. Before we were even born, he knew us. He chose us. So he knows who to choose to prepare us to be in his son's ministry again when he comes back. And his ministry is going to be first 1,000 years and then some more years, and we're going to be in his ministry. That's what he's preparing us right now. And he knew us before we were even born. He knew who to choose. Now in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you or set you apart. In Isaiah 49, the first verse, it says, the Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix or the insides of my mother. He has made mention of my name before he was born. In Luke 1:15, it says that John the Baptist, before he was born, was filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. So he knew us. In Ephesians 1 verse 4, the Apostle Paul says, just as he, that is God, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. In 1 Peter 1 verse 2, it says, elect. See, we are the elect. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. So how does God do this? How can he know me before I was even born? I don't know how he does it. I mean, DNA or what? I don't know. I know that in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, it says, this is, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. So he knows why. Maybe one day, when in the eternity, we can ask him, we'll find out, you know, how he does it. So let's get ready. Jesus is coming back soon, so be prepared, because we have a lot of work to do, a lot of work ahead of us when he comes back. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for loving us and choosing us to be the future faithful wife of your son Jesus. Help us to keep the faith. Help us to understand all those mysteries in your book, the Bible. Right now, we know only in part. But one day we will know everything and understand all those mysteries that you have. Bless your church forever it is, and help us to be ready and prepared when the new ministry of our Lord Jesus comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.